This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi on Saturday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. In her closing remarks, she appreciated that various groups of governors came out with their valuable ideas and suggestions to improve the functioning of their office as well as for the welfare of people. She expressed confidence that these suggestions will be implemented. The president said that the development of the country depends on the inclusive and accelerated development of the states, and all states must move forward by learning from each other's best practices and experiences. Manipur Chief Minister Mr. N. Biren Singh attended the inaugural program of Babina Hospital held at Sajiva Jail Road, Khabiswai, Imphal East. Speaking as chief guest of the function, Mr. Singh stated that Manipur is one of the pioneer states in the Northeast India towards providing best medical facilities to the people. He added for tourist attraction, with a project cost of around 126 crore rupees in and around Loktak Lake will be developed. 600 crore Lamphel Park rejuvenation project and around 36 crore for beautification of water bodies in Vaithao are being developed, he added. He announced that cable car will be introduced in Ibudhau Marjing Hill for the first time in the state. Concrete road construction in Greater Imphal have begun with the funding of about 3,500 crore, he added. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday visited Gandhat Visa, a remote area in the Dalai district, and announced a redevelopment package of over 239 crore rupees for the aspirational district. He said a total of 17 projects will be redeveloped and upgraded under the package. The Chief Minister set forth the budget distribution for projects like the 51-kilometre Gandhat Visa to Ambasa Road, 9-kilometre Hatimata Dalapati Road, the 3-kilometre Jamatiapara Road. He also announced funds for the overall development of Gandhat Visa market area and the maintenance of Ashram Chaudhary supermarket. Mr. Saha said a new market with 30 new stalls will be built at Narayanpur in Gandhat Visa. Dr. Manik Saha also informed about the retrofitting of the existing building of the subdivisional hospital in the area and 15-bedded rehabilitation center. Fishing culture in Gumti, Dumbur Reservoir and synthetic football ground at Gandhat Visa school also got the funding. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the construction work for Tata Semiconductor Unit at Morigao, ASAM, has begun. Sharing more details about the plant in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said that this unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11 to 13,000 indirect jobs. The Union Minister said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant which will manufacture 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips per day. He added that the chips to be manufactured in this plant will be used in e-vehicles and the communication and network infrastructure. From August 2024, a transformative workshop was organized by the ICAR National Research Center for Orchids, ICAR NRCO from Sikkim, in collaboration with ICAR Central Institute of Temperate Horticulture, ICAR CITH, and Sher-e Kashmir University of Agricultural Sciences and Technology of Kashmir. The event titled Exotic Orchids for Paradise on Earth aimed to introduce Sikkim's prized Cymbidium and Paphiopedilium orchids to Kashmir's floriculture. The 133rd Indian Oil Durant Cup will now have two teams from Meghalaya participating in Group F. The fixtures being held in Shillong, Hyderabad FC, one of the teams in the group, has dropped out of the event due to unforeseen circumstances. While many capable clubs were available to replace the team in the group, the government of Meghalaya suggested the inclusion of Rangdajet United Football Club, which was welcomed by the Durant Cup organizing committee. The football fraternity of Meghalaya are excited at the prospect of seeing more Meghalaya footballers compete against national level teams. The first game of Rangdajet United Football Club will play against FC Goa today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.